While it is said that hope springs eternal, so does the dream of a gas pipeline terminating in Nikiski. At a recent joint chamber meeting, Mayor Michicki laid out probably some of the most pragmatic things about importing LNG that we've seen as a result of a committee, not just one person's opinion, but Mr. Mayor, you've had a whole committee working on this. You've gathered all sort of the data and the ducks in a row, and it looks like, yes, we will be importing LNG.
There's a very strong probability that we will be importing small quantities of LNG while we bring other Alaska gas projects online. That is correct.
Now, that's going to take some change. We have heard recently about Marathon's wanting to sell, or the proposed sale of the former, your workplace there, where invented LNG and shipping it out originally occurred, to retrofit it to import LNG. Would that be on an ongoing basis, or would it in any way interfere with the dream of an LNG facility in Nikiski?
Well, it wouldn't interfere. That's just the bottom line, and that's kind of what this talk was about today. What we did is evaluated all the potential projects, not only oil and gas, but renewables and other projects that are likely or not so likely to come online. And what we've proven to the policymakers in Alaska is we simply have a scheduling problem, right? So we're going to have a shortage in Cook Inlet by 27, 28, depending on the next couple of winters. We are improving our storage capacity, but the bottom line is we're going to have something additional to put into that storage for the first couple of years. All of us support natural gas that's locally produced first. All of us support a large-scale project from the slope eventually. But unfortunately, neither of those volumes of gas are going to be here in time to keep us from having a shortage, a supply shortage of natural gas in Cook Inlet. So the message today is we're likely going to have to import small quantities to ensure that storage is full by November, right? Start the winter with full storage until these other projects come online. We're looking at low cost. Utilities are the ones doing the work, of course. We're looking at the lowest cost option, and the old Kenai LNG facility is the likely lowest cost option. So you wouldn't have this large investment that you would have to monetize over time. You'd have a low cost investment, just enough. It's just on a just enough basis. You bring in just enough to ensure that your storage is adequate for the winters while we bring these other projects online. And we're still very supportive of a large scale LNG project that goes through the spine of Alaska, not only providing a long term supply of natural gas for us, but all the industries that could occur along the spine of Alaska from the North Slope to Cook Inlet.
Now, has the mild winter pushed that date a little further forward because of the storage facilities and not having to use as much natural gas this year?
You know, I don't. What it hasn't done is it hasn't moved it in the wrong direction. So the 96 million standard cubic feet a day of usage that we typically consume in the rail belt here has been fairly constant. Where it moves in the other direction is where you have an extended period of cold weather.
Thank you for staying on top of the issue. Man who knows what he's talking about, Mayor Peter Michicki, comes to Natural Gas. I'm Errol Sikorski, returning you to that pipe dreaming sound of KSRM.